This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Program with you for another majlis of ilm, another majlis of dhikr, another majlis of us learning and understanding the Arabic language. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we are currently in Medina Arabic Book 3, lesson number 23, inshallah. We've already begun this lesson in our previous majlis, and inshallah, in this majlis, we will complete lesson 23, and we will begin lesson 24, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, but before that, a little bit of revision, inshallah. Remember, every majlis, we'll be doing a little bit of revision from Medina Arabic Book 1, and we will continue through 2 and then 3, inshallah. Muraja'ah. What is muraja'ah? Muraja'ah is revision, inshallah. So we've covered lessons 1 to 15 of Medina Arabic Book 1 as revision. Let us now take lesson 16 to the end of Medina Arabic Book 1. What did we cover? What did we learn in those lessons? Well, we learned that the non-rational plural, it is treated as a single feminine word. Example, qalamun. Qalamun is a pen. Well, this is a non-rational item. The pen, it does not have an intellect. And so the plural of qalamun is aqlamun. Now this plural aqlamun, we're going to treat it as a single feminine word. We would say, hadihi aqlamun, hadihi aqlamun. Whereas one pen, hadha qalamun, this is a pen plural, hadihi aqlamun. Jameel. Ayna al-kilabu, ayna al-kilabu, where are the dogs? أين الكلاب? Where are the dogs? Plural dogs. And so the answer would be, هِيَ فِي الْبَيْتِ. They are in the house. Here means they. Why does it mean they? How come? Because we are talking about kilab. Kilab are dogs. Non-rational plural treated as singular feminine. So we would say for the dogs, هِيَ فِي الْبَيْتِ. They are in the house. Or here, fil mustashfa, they are in the hospital. Excellent. We learned in lesson number 18, we learned about the word kam. Kam, how many? Kam akhan laka, how many brothers do you have? Kam akhan. So after kam, the word is indefinite, and it is in the singular format, and it is mansoob. Kam akhan laka. كم ريالا عندك كم سيارة عندك كم ريالا كم كتابا. So كتابا, it is singular, it is indefinite, and it is mansub. This is what happens after كم. جميل. And we call this كم أخا أو كم كتابا كتابا. We call this كتابا تمييز تمييز. جيد. And if we bring a preposition before the كم, example, we say بكم ريالا. بكم ريالا. So we've brought a preposition before the كم. Then in this case, you can say بكم ريالا. And you can also say بكم ريال. Both of them are valid because of that preposition that you've now brought at the beginning. Also take note, عندك. عندك, you have an item, an object. كم كتابا عندك. كم قلما عندك. كم غرفة عندك. How many rooms do you have? How many pens do you have? How many books do you have? But if it is a family member, a relative, then we would use the word لك. كم أخا لك. كم أخا لك. كم أختا لك. How many brothers do you have? How many sisters do you have? جميل. Then we also learned about the plurals. We learned about dual. So one Muslimun, two Muslimani, and many مسلمون. So we have مسلمون, مسلماني, and مسلمون. مسلمون, مسلماني, and مسلمون. And if we have a group of Muslim females, we say مسلماتون, مسلماتون. Excellent. So we have مسلمون. It can be منصوب, مسلمان. Can be مجرور, مسلمين. Excellent. Well, in the dual form, what happens? We have مسلماني. And then the mansub form, it's muslimaini, muslimaini. And majroor, also muslimaini. We learned this. In the plural form, if it's marfu', it's muslimuna. If it's mansub, muslimina. And if it's majroor, it's muslimina again. Jameel. With muslimatun, that's the marfu' form. And the mansub form, muslimatin, muslimatin. And the majroor form is also muslimatin. Excellent, mashallah. Remember, that's with regards to the duals. That's with regards to jam' mudhakkar salim, sound masculine plural and sound feminine plural. Excellent, mashallah. With regards to numbers, we learned that, for example, numbers 1 and 2, kitabun wahidun. Kitabun wahidun. The number comes after. The number comes as an adjective. Kitabun wahidun. Kalbun wahidun. Qalamun wahidun. We have two books. Kitabani ithnani. Kitabani ithnani. Technically, you don't even need to mention ithnani because kitabani already gives us the understanding that it's two books. So we've covered that, mashallah. We learnt about kullu, and the word after kullu, it is mudafun ilayhi. Kullu qalamin. Kullu rajulin. Kullu kitabin. Excellent. We learned about numbers between 3 and 10. With regards to 3 and 10, for example, they work on the opposites in terms of gender. Thalathatu kutubin. Thalathatu, feminine. Kutubin, in its origin, it is from kitab, which is masculine. So numbers between 3 and 10, they work on the opposites in terms of gender. We don't worry that kutubin technically is a non-rational plural. We're going to treat it as singular feminine. No, no, no. We worry about its origin, which is kitab, which was masculine. Jameel. Similarly, we have asharatu tullabin. Asharatu tullabin. Asharatu feminine. Tullab, it's from the singular, which is talib, masculine. So numbers between 3 and 10, they work on the opposites in terms of gender, and the item we are counting, it is in the plural form, tulab, kutub, etc. Walhamdulillah. Then we also learned that the scale, mafa'ilu, mafa'ilu, plurals on this scale, they are diptotes, makatibu, karasiyu. Masajidu. These words, they are in the plural form here, and those words on the scale of mafa'ilu, they are diptotes. What's a diptote? They are allergic to tanween. They are allergic to tanween, and also they are allergic to taking the kasra. We also learned that nouns, when there's an alif and lam added to them, then they lose the tanween. Originally, kitabun. Add an alif and lam, al-kitabu, al-kitabu. It's now definite. Also, when we have the mudaf, the noun which is mudaf, it also does not take any tanween. Originally, kitabun, but now, kitabu Muhammadin, kitabu Muhammadin. Kitabu is mudaf, and so it does not take any tanween. Similarly, we are screaming out for brother Bilal. It's Bilalun, but when we scream out for him, Ya Bilalu, when we call him, Ya Bilalu. Excellent, mashallah. Then also in lesson number 22, we covered a whole list of diptotes. We learned that female names are diptotes. Zainabu, we can never say Zainabun. We can never say Sumayyatun. Similarly, male names that end with the ta marbuta. So for example, Usama, Hamza. These names, they are also diptotes. You do not say Hamzatun. You do not say Usamatun. Jameel. Male names on the scale of Fa'alanu, like Uthmanu, like Affanu. The words on the scale of Fa'alanu, like Kaslanu, Ghadbanu, Jawanu. They are all diptotes. Masculine proper nouns on the scale of Af'alu, Ahmadu, Ahmadu, the name Ahmed is a diptote. Similarly, colors on that same scale, adjectives on that same scale, Af'alu, Abyadu, white, Aswadu, black, أحمر red جميل. All non-Arabic proper nouns William, Eduardo, etc. Londono, they are all diptotes. And then broken plurals on the scales of أفعلاء, فعلاء, مفاعل, مفاعيل, etc. They are all diptotes. والحمد لله. And with that, we've covered revision of Medina Arabic Book 1. ما شاء الله تبارك الله. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله, in one of the new prints of the Medina Arabic Book 1, there's some extra vocabulary at the end, and it might be beneficial for us to cover some of that, inshallah. So for example, they state there that أزرقون, أزرقون is blue, so they go through different colors. أزرقون, زرقاء, blue. Then there's رمادي, رمادي, رماديون. رماديون, رمادية. This is grey, رمادي, grey. We're all familiar with أحمر and حمراء, red. أسود, سوداء, black. Then بنيون, بنيون. This is brown. What color is it? It is بنيون, بنية, brown. جميل. Then there's also أخضر. We are familiar with أخضر, which is green. خضراء, أخضر, خضراء, green. Then there's برتقالي, برتقالي. This is orange. And قرنفلي, قرنفلي. This is pink. قرنفلي, this is pink. As for the seasons, we are familiar. صيف is summer. خريف is autumn. Winter is شتاء. And spring is ربيع, ربيع. With regards to matters, the state of the weather, then we state that طقس, طقس, this is the weather or the climate. We say that the حرارة, the heat or the temperature. Degree, then this is درجة, the درجة of the temperature. مئوية, مئوية is Celsius. مئوية, the Celsius, 20 Celsius, 30, etc., etc. The غائمة, it is cloudy, it is غائمة, غائمة. They say there's ضباب, ضباب is fog, ضباب, fog. رؤية, رؤية, visibility, رؤية is your visibility. Then they say the weather is ماطر, ماطر, it's going to be wet. ماطر, from مطر, مطر is rain. ماطر, it is going to be wet. The عاصفة, عاصفة is a storm. عاصفة is a storm. There's going to be a lot of برق, برق, lightning. رعد, رعد is your thunder. رعدي, it is thundery. رعدي, رعدي. They say, no, it's going to be صافية, صافية, it's going to be clear. The weather's going to be clear. Horizon's going to be clear, inshallah. So those are some aspects related to weather. As for the months of the year, then we have number one, يناير, يناير, January. يناير, January. فبراير, فبراير, February. مارس, مارس, March. إبريل, April. مايو, May. يونيو, يونيو, June. يوليو, يوليو, July. أغسطس, أغسطس, August. سبتمبر, سبتمبر, September. أكتوبر, أكتوبر, October. نوفمبر, 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 November. And December, December, December. Those are the months of the year according to the Gregorian calendar and its Arabic equivalent, inshallah. Then matters related to the family, vocab related to the family. Nasab is relationship. What's your nasab? What is your lineage? Nasab. Jad, grandfather. Ab, father. Walid is also father. Zawj, husband. Zawja would be the wife. Mother. Ummun. Or walida. Walida, mother. Jaddah, jaddatun, grandmother. Grandmother. Aila, aila, your family or your surname. Ibnun, ibnun is son. Hafidun, grandson. Hafidatun, granddaughter. حفيدةٌ. My am, this is my am, my father's brother. This is my خال, mother's brother. خال is mother's brother. خالة is the mother's sister. عمه, father's sister. عمه, your paternal aunt. Excellent. How do you say cousin? ابن عم. Ibn Am, if it's the son of your paternal uncle, Ibn Am, son of your paternal aunt, Ibn Amma, son of your maternal uncle, Ibn Khal, Ibn Khal, Jamil. This is my Sihr. Sihr is your brother-in-law or your son-in-law. Sihrun, excellent. With regards to food and matters related to a restaurant, then we say the مقبلاتٌ. مقبلاتٌ are your starters. وجبات رئيسة. This is your main course, the رئيسة type of dish. We have side dishes. أطباق جانبية. أطباق جانبية, side dishes. We want some حلويات. حلويات, the dessert. مشروبات, beverages, drinks. جميل. شاي, شاي is tea. شاي بالنعنى. شاي بالنعنى, mint tea. حليب, حليب is milk. عصير البرتقال, عصير البرتقال, orange juice. فلفل, brother, give me some filfil. Filfil, filfil is pepper. أريد خبزاً, I want bread. أريد خبزاً, I want bread. طرشيٌ, طرشيٌ, this is pickles. زيتون, olive. As for fish, then it is سمك. سمك, سمكٌ. But if it is fried fish, سمك مقلي, سمك مقلي, سمك مقلي, fried fish. لحم مشوي, مشوي, grilled. لحم مشوي, مشوي, it is grilled. قهوة, قهوة is your coffee. ماء, water. بطاطا, بطاطا, potato. بطاطا, potato. أرز, أرز is your rice. سلطة, salad. صلصلة, 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 صلصلة is your sauce. لحم is meat. جبن, cheese, or أقط. You can say جبن or you can say أقط. This is for cheese. زبدة is butter. زبدة, butter. بيضة, egg. I want some بيضة. أريد بيضة. أريد بيضة. Excellent. باذنجان, باذنجان, باذنجان. باذنجان, باذنجان is eggplant, eggplant. سمك is your fish. And then grape, grape is عنبٌ, عنبٌ, عنبٌ. برتقالٌ, orange. تفاحةٌ, or تفاحٌ, apple. Apricot is مشمش, apricot is مشمش. And coconut, أرجيلة, أرجيلة. Arjila is your apricot. Jamil. With regards to animals, the cheetah is fahad. 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 Zarafa, giraffe. Hoot, a whale. Yunus alayhi salam and the hoot. Dub. Dub is a bear. Then we have qittatun, cat or kitten. Kitten more especially is like hurayra. Hurayra. Duda. Duda is a worm. Duda is a worm. عقربٌ, عقربٌ, scorpion. عقربٌ, scorpion. نملةٌ, ant. غراب is a crow. نسر is an eagle. The tortoise, سلحفاة, سلحفاة. حمارٌ, حمارٌ, donkey. فيل, elephant. شبل, شبل, a lion cub. شبل, lion cub. قردٌ, قردٌ, monkey. ثعلب, ثعلب, fox. حصان, فرس, horse. قط, قطة, cat. Bee is نحلة, نحلة, نحلة. جندب, grasshopper. جندب, grasshopper. حمامة, pigeon. حمامة, pigeon. بومة, بومة, an owl. بومة, an owl. ببغاء, ببغاء. ببغاء is your parrot. ببغاء, ببغاء. You are just ببغاء matters. You are making ببغاء of matters. You are parroting matters. Then we have timsah. Allah save us from the timsah. Timsah is a crocodile or an alligator. Timsah. Timsah. Baqaratun, cow. Na'ama, ostrich. Asad, lion. Ghazal, gazelle. Jamalun, camel. Then we have a dhi'bun. Dhi'bun, the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, and the dhi'b. Dhi'b is a wolf. Thawrun, bull. Thawrun, bull. Dajajun, or dajajatun, chicken. Arnab, rabbit. Kalbun, dog. Spider, ankabut. Ankabut. Ta'irun is a bird. Ta'irun is a bird. Tawus, beautiful tawus. Tawus is a peacock. Hayyatun, or thu'banun. Thu'banun, snake. And then for transport, we have a hafila. Hafila is a bus. Darraja is a bicycle. Sayara is a car. Ta'iratun is a plane. He traveled by safina. Safina is a ship. Then there's a shahina. Shahina is a truck or a lorry. Qitarun. Qitarun, train. Saruh. Saruh is a rocket. Saruh, rocket. And lastly, ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, some shapes. So the circle, da'iratun, da'iratun, circle, da'iratun. Muthallathun, muthallath is a triangle, muthallath, triangle. As for mustatil, mustatil, rectangle. Hilal, crescent. As for the hexagon, musaddasun, it's got six sides. Musaddasun, musaddasun, hexagon, musaddasun. As for the square, murabba'un, murabba'un, it's got four sides. Murabba'un, murabba'un. Baydawiyun, 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 something which is oval, it's oval in shape. Baydawiyun. Then the cube, it is muka'abun. Muka'abun, muka'abun is a cube. A pyramid, the haram with a ha, not a ha, but rather a ha. Haramun, haramun, haramun is a pyramid. Excellent. A cylinder, ustuwanatun, 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 a cylinder, cylinder. And similarly, you find that they use the same word for a CD, a CD. Ustuwanatun, ustuwanatun. Lolab is a spiral, lolab, a spiral. And then lastly, kurawiyun, a sphere. Kurawiyun, a sphere. Kurawiyun, a sphere. Walhamdulillah. So, ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, we've covered revision of Medina Arabic Book 1. We've also done some extra vocabulary from one of the new prints of the Medina Arabic Book 1. Walhamdulillah. We now move on to our main meal, our main course, Wajabat Ra'isa. And that is Medina Arabic Book 3, lesson number 23. Walhamdulillah. So, ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, we move on to exercise number 10. They state the alif of questioning, if it is added to the bab ifta'ala, then what happens? Do we add that extra alif onto it and double pronounce the alif? Because the bab ifta'ala begins with an alif. And now we want to add the alif of questioning. What happens here? We drop one of them. And so it just becomes afta'ala. Afta'ala, afta'ala with a question mark. Example in the Noble Quran, astafa al-banati ala al-banin. Astafa al-banati ala al-banin. Technically, it would have been a-astafa, a-astafa. We drop one. Astafa al-banati ala al-banin. Astafa al-banati ala al-banin. Did he choose the female, the daughters? Did he choose the daughters over the sons? Astafa al-banati ala al-banin. So that's there with a question mark, insha'Allah. And that's in Surah Safat 153, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. We move on to exercise number 11. فَإِذَا هُوَ قَرِيبٌ And suddenly it is close. Suddenly it is close. هذه إذاء الفجائية. This is the إذاء of like being surprised. You were not expecting this. وتفيد وقوع أمر غير متوقع. That it means, it indicates وقوع, something took place. أمر, a matter, an affair, غير متوقع. You were not expecting this. Something took place and you were not expecting this. This was unexpected. تدخل على الجملة الإسمية ويجوز الابتداء بالنكرة بعدها. It enters upon the جملة إسمية, the nominal sentence. ويجوز الابتداء بالنكرة بعدها. And it's allowed to have a نكرة after int. لا تأتي إذا الفجائية في أول الكلام. This إذا فجائية does not come at the beginning of the sentence. You will find it in the middle of sentences and not at the beginning. Some examples. دخلت الفصل فإذا مدير الجامعة جالس. دخلت الفصل فإذا مدير الجامعة جالس. I entered the classroom and then the مدير of the جامعة, the head of the university, the principal of the university, the chancellor of the university, جالس, when he was there. And I was surprised to see that the principal was seated there. دخلت الفصل فإذا مدير الجامعة جالس. الله مستعان. Also take note, because فصل is a place that you've entered into, you do not need to mention the في. دخلت في الفصل. No need for that. You can skip the في and just say دخلت الفصل. دخلت الفصل. And if you bring in the في, دخلت في الفصل. دخلت في الفصل. Excellent. The next one. دخلت الغرفة فإذا حية على السرير. دخلت الغرفة فإذا حية على السرير. I entered the room and there was a snake on the bed. And I found a snake on the bed. I was shocked to see a snake on the bed. دخلت الغرفة فإذا حية على السرير. دخلت الغرفة فإذا حية على السرير. دخلت الغرفة فإذا حية على السرير. Excellent. And take note, look at حية. حية, snake. حية is in the نكرة form. It has no alif and lam on it. Number three. خرجت من البيت. خرجت من البيت. I exited from the house. فإذا صديق بالباب. فإذا صديق بالباب. فإذا صديق بالباب. And there was a friend at the door. And suddenly I saw a friend at the door. I wasn't expecting a friend to be at the door. فإذا الفجائية. فإذا صديق بالباب. Excellent. ما شاء الله. Number four. ظننتك مدرسا. I thought that you were a teacher. ظننتك مدرسا. ظننتك مدرسا. فإذا أنت طبيب. فإذا أنت طبيب. فإذا أنت طبيب. And you are a? You are a doctor. فإذا أنت طبيب. And then I found out that you are a doctor. ظننتك مدرسا. I thought that you were a teacher. And then unexpectedly I found out that you are a doctor. ظننتك مدرسا فإذا أنت طبيب. ظننتك مدرسا فإذا أنت طبيب. ظننتك مدرسا فإذا أنت طبيب. Excellent. Number five, in the revelation, وفي التنزيل في قصة موسى عليه السلام, in the story of Musa عليه السلام, فألقى عصاه, and he threw his stick, فإذا هي ثعبان مبين, and suddenly it turned into a clear and apparent snake. ونزع يده, and he removed his hand. فإذا هي بيضاء للناظرين. And suddenly it turned white to all those who are watching. فألقى عصاه فإذا هي ثعبان مبين. That he threw down his stick and unexpectedly it turned into a snake. ونزع يده, and he exposed his hand. And suddenly فإذا هي بيضاء للناظرين. It turned white for all of those who are watching. Subhanallah. And so these examples are the examples related to إذا الفجائية. Exercise number 12. أظنها تنتهي. أظنها تنتهي. I think that it ends. تنصب ظن مفعولين أصلهما مبتدا وخبر. So أظن it has two مفعولs. It makes two مفعولs to be in the منصوب form. Let's see. الامتحان قريب. الامتحان قريب. The test, the examination is close. أظن الامتحان قريبا. أظن الامتحان قريبا. I think that the examination is close. Take note. الامتحان and قريباً. So they are the two مفعولs of أظن. أظن has two مفعولs. جميل. Another sentence. المدير يأتي غداً. The principal will be coming tomorrow. المدير يأتي غداً. The principal will be coming غداً tomorrow. Add أظن. أظن المدير يأتي غدا. أظن المدير يأتي غدا. أظن المدير يأتي غدا. And in the Noble Quran, وما أظن الساعة قائمة. وما أظن الساعة قائمة. And I don't think the hour is going to be established. وما أظن الساعة قائمة. Take note. الساعة and قائمة. So that's the basic rule. والحمد لله. Now enter ظن into the following sentences. حامد مريض. حامد مريض. They give us ظننت. ظننت. I thought. Now how would we make the sentence? ظننت حامدا مريضا. ظننت حامدا مريضا. ظننت حامدا مريضا. Excellent. Number two. الاختبار سهل. الاختبار سهل. The test is easy. أتظن. We're asking a question. أتظن. Do you think? أتظن. أتظن الاختبار سهلا. أتظن الاختبار سهلا. أتظن الاختبار سهلا. أتظن الاختبار سهلا. Excellent. Number three. And number three means الطائرة متأخرة. The aeroplane is late. الطائرة متأخرة. The aeroplane is late. They tell us أظن. أظن. So continue the sentence. أظن الطائرة متأخرة. أظن الطائرة متأخرة. I think that the aeroplane is late. أظن الطائرة متأخرة. That it is delayed. Number four. أنت مريض. You are sick. أنت مريض. أظنك. أظنك مريضا. أظنك. I think that you are sick. I suspect that you are sick. I feel that you are sick. أظنك مريضا. أظنك مريضا. أظنك مريضا. جميل. Number five. المدرس يتأخر اليوم. المدرس يتأخر اليوم. المدرس يتأخر اليوم. The teacher is late today. Change that to ظننت. ظننت. I thought. ظننت المدرس يتأخر اليوم. I thought that the teacher will be late today. ظننت المدرس يتأخر اليوم. ظننت المدرس يتأخر اليوم. ظننت المدرس يتأخر اليوم. ظننت المدرس يتأخر اليوم. Excellent. Number six. هو مسلم. He is a Muslim. هو مسلم. أتظنينه مسلما. أتظنينه مسلما. Speaking to a female. أتظنينه مسلما. Did you think that he was a Muslim? أتظنينه مسلما. أتظنينه مسلما. Did you think that he was a Muslim, O Sumayya? Number seven. هم راسبون. هم راسبون. They are failures. They have failed. هم راسبون. هم راسبون. نظنهم راسبين. نظنهم راسبين. نظنهم راسبين. We think that they are failures. We think that they have all failed. That they are all failures. نظنهم راسبين. نظنهم راسبين. نظنهم راسبين. Number eight. زميلاك ناجحان. زميلاك ناجحان. Your two friends, colleagues have passed. زميلاك ناجحان. Your two colleagues are successful. أظن زميليك ناجحين. أظن زميليك ناجحين. أظن زميليك زميليك ناجحين. ناجحين. Why? Because this is in the dual form. Number 9. الطالبات مجتهدات. الطالبات مجتهدات. The female students are hardworking. أظن الطالبات. أظن الطالبات مجتهدات. أظن الطالبات مجتهدات. طالبات. Why? Because it's in the منصوب form. مجتهدات. مجتهدات. أظن الطالبات مجتهدات. أظن الطالبات مجتهدات. أظن الطالبات مجتهدات. And the last one. It states, أنا ضعيف. I am weak. أنا ضعيف. I am weak. أتظنني. أتظنني. Do you think that I am ضعيفا؟ أتظنني ضعيفا. أتظنني ضعيفا. أتظنني ضعيفا. Excellent. ما شاء الله. And then they state, ويجوز أن تدخل ظن على أن وأن المصدريتين فينصب المصدر المؤول على المفعولية ويسد مسد المفعولين. Example, الامتحان سهل. The test, the examination is easy. أظن أن الامتحان سهل. أظن أن الامتحان سهل. So take note here now. We have the مصدر مؤول. We are not stating الامتحان سهل and then أظن الامتحان سهلا. That's one way which we've already discussed and we just did a whole exercise on that. But they are saying that there's also another way. We could say أظن أن الامتحان سهل. أظن أن الامتحان سهل. And then technically أن الامتحان سهل. This is taking the place of the two مفعولز. This is taking the place of the two مفعولز as they state يسد مسد المفعولين. It's taking the place of the two مفعولز. Example in the Noble Quran. ولكن ظننتم أن الله لا يعلم كثيرا مما تعملون. That you people thought that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't know a lot about what you people are doing. ولكن, but ظننتم, you people thought أن الله, so see, مصدر مؤول, أن الله لا يعلم, does not know كثيرا, a lot مما تعملون, a lot about what you people do. Then the author states, ba ما ظننت أن يرسب أحمد. I didn't think that Ahmed would fail. A ما ظننت أحمد يرسب. ما ظننت أحمد يرسب. I didn't think that Ahmed would fail. ومنه, and similar to it, the verse in the Noble Quran. تظن أن يفعل بها فاقرة. تظن أن يفعل بها فاقرة. Take note that the word ظن can mean something where maybe you think, you suppose, and it can also be used in the context of definitely will take place. Jamil. تظن أن يفعل بها فاقرة. That you think or you know that there will be made to befall them some great calamity. فاقرة. فاقرة is a great calamity. تظن أن يفعل. That you know or you think that will befall them. بها فاقرة. فاقرة, something will be done upon them which is a فاقرة. فاقرة is a great calamity. Now they state, أدخل أن ثم ظن على الجمل الواردة في التمرين السابق. Now they want you to take all of the sentences that we've just done, sentences 1 to 10, and change them with a مصدر مؤول. So example, instead of stating for the first one, ظننت حامدا مريضا. ظننت حامدا مريضا. They want you to change it. ظننت أن حامدا مريض. ظننت أن حامدا مريض. Both of them are valid. Both of them are fine. You can say ظننت حامدا مريضا or ظننت أن حامدا مريض. Both are correct. Number 2. As we learned, as we saw, أَتَظُنُّ الْإِخْتِبَارَ سَهْلًا أَتَظُنُّ الْإِخْتِبَارَ سَهْلًا That's what we answered. Now we want to change that. أَتَظُنُّ أَنَّ الْإِخْتِبَارَ سَهْلٌ أَتَظُنُّ أَنَّ الْإِخْتِبَارَ سَهْلٌ أَتَظُنُّ أَنَّ الْإِخْتِبَارَ سَهْلٌ Excellent. Number three. Original sentence was الطَّائِرَةُ مُتَأَخِّرَةٌ The aeroplane is delayed. It is late. Then we changed it to أظن الطائرة متأخرة. We've done that. Now the new option is أظن أن الطائرة متأخرة. أظن أن الطائرة متأخرة. أظن أن الطائرة متأخرة. Excellent. Number four. Original sentence. أنت مريض. أنت مريض. You are sick. We changed it to أظنك مريضا أظنك مريضا أظنك مريضا Now we're gonna change it to أظن أنك مريض أظن أنك مريض أظن أنك مريض The meaning is the same أظنك مريضا and أظن أنك مريض Both of them mean the same thing that I think that you are sick Number five. المدرس يتأخر اليوم. المدرس يتأخر اليوم. The teacher is late today. We changed it to ظننت المدرس يتأخر اليوم. ظننت المدرس يتأخر اليوم. We've done that. Now we're changing it to ظننت أن المدرس يتأخر اليوم. ظننت أن المدرس يتأخر اليوم. I thought that the teacher would be late today. Number six. هو مسلم. هو مسلم. أتظنينه مسلما. أتظنينه مسلما. Do you think that he is a Muslim? We're gonna change that now to أتظنين. أتظنين. أنه مسلم. أتظنين. أنه مسلم أتظنين أنه مسلم Do you think that he is a Muslim? Number 7 هم راسبون هم راسبون هم راسبون They are failures نظنهم راسبين We did نظنهم راسبين We think that they are failures Now نظن أنهم راسبون نظن أنهم راسبون نظن أنهم راسبون Number 8 زميلاك ناجحاني original زميلاك ناجحاني زميلاك ناجحاني we changed it to أظن زميليك ناجحيني أظن زميليك ناجحيني now we're gonna change it to what أظن أن زميليك ناجحاني أظن أن زميليك ناجحاني أظن أن زميليك أن زميليك أن زميليك This is منصوب ناجحاني مرفوع ناجحاني أظن أن زميليك ناجحاني أظن أن زميليك ناجحاني And number 9 الطالبات مجتهدات Then we had changed it to أظن الطالبات مجتهدات أظن الطالبات مجتهدات I think that the female students are hardworking. Now we're gonna change it to أظن أن الطالبات أظن أن الطالبات مجتهدات أظن أن الطالبات مجتهدات I think that the female students are hardworking. We're saying the same thing but only in a different way. Excellent. The first option, we are not using مصدر مؤول and second option, we are last sentence. أنا ضعيف أنا ضعيف I am weak. أتظنني أتظنني ضعيفا أتظنني ضعيفا Do you think that I am weak? Other option أتظن أنني ضعيف أتظن أنني ضعيف أتظن أنني ضعيف Excellent والحمد لله ما شاء الله يا عبد الله يا أمة الله We move on to exercise number 13 They want from us to provide the plural of the following words So خليل خليل's plural is أخلاء أخلاء إبراهيم عليه السلام was the خليل of Allah close friend خليل and then we have أخلاء plural أخلاء plural سبيل pathway path سبل سبل pathways سبل Subulun. The next one, Thu'banun. 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 Thu'ban is a snake. Tha'abinu. 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 Snakes. Exercise 14. Provide the mudari of the following. Adda. Adda means to bite something. Adda ya'addu. Adda ya'addu. Adda ya'addu. Number two. Ijtanaba. Ijtanaba. To avoid something. Yajtanibu. Yajtanibu. That's why we say so-and-so is in a state of janaba. Janaba. When you are in a state of janaba, you require taking a ghusl. You cannot go close to salah and you cannot go close to the matter of reading the Noble Quran or touching the Noble Quran. You cannot make tawaf because you are in a state of janaba. You are far away from doing these type of acts. Yajtanibu. Yajtanibu. And Igtaba. Yagtabu. Igtaba. Yagtabu. 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 He is backbiting. He's speaking ill about his brother. Whether it's true or false, irrelevant. You're not supposed to be talking behind your brother's back, talking stuff that he wouldn't like to hear. Allahu musta'an. As the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if what you are saying about your brother, if it's true, then this is ghiba. And if it is false, then it is slander. Both ways, it's not allowed. Allahu musta'an. Exercise 15. أَيَحِقُّ لِي أَنْ أَدْخُلَ فِي الْإِمْتِحَانِ نَقُولْ دَخَلْتُهُ دَخَلْتُهُ بِغَيْرِ فِيهِ فَإِذَا كَانَ الْمَدْخُولُ مَكَانًا. So we learnt about this matter. If you enter into a place, you don't need to mention the fee. But if you had entered into, example, a concept, an examination is not a place, not a physical space, and thus you will have to use the preposition of fi. So here we say, دَخَلْتُ فِي الْإِمْتِحَانِ. I entered into the test. فَإِذَا كَانَ الْمَدْخُولُ مَكَانًا. Example, دَخَلْتُ الْبَيْتَ. See, no fi. دَخَلْتُ الْبَيْتَ. دَخَلْتُ الْمَسْجِدَ. دَخَلْتُ السُّوقَ. دَخَلْتُ الْغُرْفَةَ. I entered the house, I entered the masjid, I entered the marketplace, I entered the room. ففي التنزيل, in the Noble Quran, وَدَخَلَ جَنَّتَهُ. وَدَخَلَ جَنَّتَهُ. We didn't bring any fee, we didn't bring any preposition. وَدَخَلَ جَنَّتَهُ. And he entered into his garden. وَنَقُولُ دَخَلْتُ فِيهِ. And we use the preposition when, إِذَا لَمْ يَكُنْ الْمَدْخُولُ مَكَانًا. If the thing you entered upon into was not a place. Example, دَخَلْتُ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ. I entered into Islam. دَخَلْتُ فِي الْإِمْتِحَانِ. In the Noble Quran, وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدُخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. And you see the people, and you will see the people entering into Islam in large groups, afwaja, in waves. وَقَدْ اجْتَمَعَ الْأَمْرَانِ فِي قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى. And both of them are found in the Noble Quran in this verse. فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. Enter upon my servants. وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. And enter my paradise. So فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي. So fi here, because this is that you are entering amongst the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي, because this is a place, a physical space. And وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي, there's no need to bring any fee. So the first one, there's a fee. And the second verse, there's no fee. Walhamdulillah, similar to how we explained, دَخَلْتُ الْمَسْجِدَ, I entered the masjid. دَخَلْتُ فِي الْإِمْتِحَانِ. دَخَلْتُ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ. Jameel, mashaAllah. Exercise number 16. التواب التواب أي الذي يتوب على عباده كثيرا. Tawab means the one who forgives his servants, forgives a lot, forgives a lot. There's a level of intensity in it. So not just forgives, but rather forgives a lot. وَهُوَ عَلَى وَزْنْ فَعَال. It's on the scale of فَعَال. وَهُوَ مِنْ سِيَغْ وَهُوَ مِنْ سِيَغْ مُبَالَغَةِ إِسْمْ فَعِل. So it has that meaning of intensity. Not just forgiving, but very forgiving. Forgives a lot. And they state, وَمِنْ سِيَغِهَا أَيْضًا. From its scales, we also find, فَعِيلٌ فَعِيلٌ رَحِيمٌ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very merciful. فَعُولٌ. Allah is غَفُورٌ. On the scale of فَعُولٌ. غَفُورٌ. Allah forgives a lot. فَعِيلٌ فَعِيلٌ حَذِيرٌ حَذِيرٌ. Very cautious. حذر, very cautious. مفعال معطاء. mi'ta'un, the one who gives much, the one who gives a lot. Then they state sugh sighata fa'al min hadhihi al-af'al razaqa. So they want us to change these words onto that intensity scale. Razaqa becomes razaq, razaqa becomes razaq. Allah is our razaq. Excellent. The one who gives a lot, the one who sustains a lot, razaq. Wahaba, wahabun, wahabun, who gives a lot. Then alima allamun, allamun, alima allamun, sami'a samma'un, sami'a samma'un, sami'a he heard, samma'un he listens a lot, akala he ate, akkalun, 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 he eats a lot, abasa he frowned, abbasun, 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 he frowns a lot. Exercise number 17, also on the scales of intensity. They give us and they stay change it onto the scale of fa'ilun, fa'ilun. So they give us sami'a becomes sami'un, sami'un, listens a lot. Qadara, qadirun, qadirun, is able, has the ability, has the ability. Qadirun, alima, alimun, alimun, knows a lot. Alimun, basara, basirun, basara he saw, basirun, all seeing, sees all matters, basirun, basirun. And the next one, they give us and they want us to put it onto the scale of fa'ulun, fa'ulun. So ghafara, ghafurun, ghafara, he forgave. Ghafurun, forgives a lot. He is ghafurun, Allah is ghafurun. Shakara, he thanked, he was thankful. Shakurun, 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 he gives a lot of thanks. Sabara, saburun, saburun, very, very patient. Abusun, abusun, somebody who frowns a lot. Abusun, somebody who frowns a lot. He is akulun, from akala. Akulun, akulun, he eats a lot. Allahu musta'an. So we have akalun, and we also have akulun, and both of them indicate somebody who eats a lot. Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, with that we have completed lesson number 23. Walhamdulillah. Before we end off this majlis, let us take a prophetic maxim bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, we are learning the Arabic language. Why? Because we want to understand the noble Quran, because we want to understand the sunnah of our Habib Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And in one of those beautiful prophetic narrations, he mentions, "Unzuru ila man asfala minkum." Look at those who are lower than you. "Wala tanzuru ila man huwa fawqakum." And don't look at those above you. In terms of this dunya, in terms of wealth, in terms of health, then look at those who are less fortunate than you. Don't look at those who are on a higher standard than you. Thumma allal. And then the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave the reason. فَهُوَ أَجْدَرُ أَلَّا تَزْدَرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. So that you will not belittle the favors of Allah upon you. So that you will not take lightly the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah. When it comes to the matters of this dunya, look at those who are less fortunate than you. When it comes to the matters of the deen, look at those who are above you. And thus, you will value the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's got a Mercedes-Benz. He's got a more beautiful wife. They have so many children. They have a new car. They've got a beautiful house. They have this and they have that, etc. If you continue looking at those who are, as you think, they are more fortunate than you, and you don't know the reality, you don't know that maybe that palace that they are living in reality, it is a pit from amongst the pits of the hellfire. You don't know. You are just judging by the apparent. Nonetheless, when you look at all of that, you want it, and then you belittle the favors of Allah upon you. You belittle what you have. You are not content with what you have. And so in terms of the dunya, look at those who are less fortunate than you. And thus, you will show shukr to Allah. You will thank Allah for whatever you have. You will be content with what you have. Look at those less fortunate. You have two legs. Somebody else only has one leg. You have two eyes. Somebody has only one eye. Somebody is blind. They cannot even see, subhanAllah. But if you continue looking at the ones with the Mercedes-Benz, etc., etc., you forget the favors of Allah upon you. And in terms of the hereafter, in terms of the deen, here you look at those who are more fortunate than you. MashaAllah, he's memorized so much of the Quran. I've not done so. Maybe I need to catch up. MashaAllah, he prays his five daily salawat. I want to be like that. So compete with those who are better than you in the deen, and don't compete with those who are better than you in the dunya. SubhanAllah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, one of the mashayikh, he mentions that he entered upon a brother, and this brother had been in a car accident. He lost his legs. He was in hospital now for about 10 months. And when he entered upon this brother is making shukr. This brother is in dhikr. Alhamdulillah, 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 Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Praise upon Allah upon all circumstances. He says, when I met this brother here, he says, when I met this brother, I was amazed. He was so content. He is making shukr that he's saying that there are others out there who are less fortunate than me. There are others out there who have much worse illnesses and sicknesses and diseases. I should make shukr for my current situation. SubhanAllah. So, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, in terms of the dunya, look at those less fortunate than you. And in terms of the deen, look at those who are above you. Remember that famous story that the man, he's making dua, oh Allah, I want this shoe and I want that shoe and I want this shoe and I need this shoe, etc. He comes out of the masjid and he sees a brother who does not have legs. Allah musta'an. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, make a lot of shukr. Wa qalilun min ibadiya shakur. And very few of Allah's servants, they really do make shukr. Allah musta'an. Allah make us from amongst those who make a lot of shukr to Allah. Allah make us from amongst those who are content with whatever they have. Allah make us from amongst those who do not have the eyes of greed. Allah grant us tawfiq in this world and in the hereafter. Until we meet again, barakallahu feekum, hayyakum Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.